From a transportation perspective, I'm glad that this legislation reauthorizes regional economic development agencies under our purview. These agencies do important work to address economic and social challenges in rural America. That includes making investments in small-town infrastructure, supporting education and job training, and spurring business development. However, there are two controversial Clean Water Act provisions in the House bill that the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee would like highlighted. The first waives Clean Water Act protections over water bodies associated with the use of pesticides near navigable waters. The second repeals the 2015 Clean Water Rule in relation to the Clean Water Act's jurisdiction. Both provisions fall solely within the jurisdiction of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and the provisions and their inclusion in this bill are opposed by the ranking Democrat of the committee and the ranking Democrat on the Subcommittee of Water Resources and Environment. Now, as a member of the House Ag Committee, I also understand the necessity of this bill in strengthening several key provisions. This includes protecting crop insurance, helping our next generation of producers, and ensuring our conservation title incentivizes nutrient management, including programs like cover crops. We must pass a farm bill that supports all of our regions and all of our family farmers equally. This farm bill is a tremendous opportunity to make sure rural America has the tools it needs to succeed. That is why I'm pleased to see provisions I introduced and fought for included in both the Senate and the House farm bills, and I encourage their inclusion in the final bill. I'm talking about funding for energy programs that create new jobs in rural America, supporting the creation of a rural health liaison in the USDA to improve rural health care, improving opioid addiction treatment, and creating new loan programs to spur the spread of broadband to all of our communities. The decisions we're going to make here matter. They matter to hardworking family farmers who have seen commodity prices dropping for years. They matter to the 265,000 children who could lose free school lunches. They matter to small towns that count on their partnership with rural development to build a future in the heartland. So let's make this moment matter. Let's deliver a farm bill that strengthens America.